Welcome to your generic live show.
Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show for a Sunday. It's hour two of the program. Thanks for joining us here on the generic live show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. And that's right. We are not only live, but we are in a new home. That's right. Generic Live Show is in a brand new home. Thanks for joining us. Twitch.tv/genericliveshow with a simulcast on geek-io.net/live. And for some reason, I am rewatching me dancing to the to the bumper music, so that's exciting. Actually, you know what? This is bumper. This is good bumper music. We'll let this play. Oh yeah! All right, there you go. Thanks for joining us here on the Joke Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kipper here with you. Now, we cover a lot of news on the show. I don't know if you've noticed, but we cover a lot of news. And I'm shocked. Some news actually shocks me sometimes. And I'm actually get genuinely surprised when news like this happens, because I really don't know what I think. Oh, hang on. Oh, we're getting a video feed. I get actually shocked by some of these stories that we cover, because we can't control it. So it gets to the point where, you know, we have to bring you what the news is. This time,
he said in this interview with Michael Smirkanish, he will not testify on his own behalf. Michael Smirkanish.
Okay, how about I talk? How about you listen video and I talk? So, Bill Cosby is back in the news, and the story is, the headline reads, beep, 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 the headline reads, Bill Cosby trial ends in a mistrial after a jury could not come to a conclusion after 52 hours of deliberations over a period of 6 days. That is a long time. So that is a very, very long time. The jury asked a lot of questions, but I think for the second hour of the program, I think it's best to just have what happened here. So yeah, the trial between Cosby and an alleged offender, Cosby 79, was accused of drugging and assaulting Constead, who was the director of operations at Temple University women's basketball team, back in January of 2004, when she says the incident happened at Cosby's home near Philadelphia. Judge O'Neill declared a mistrial on Saturday after the jurors were reported were deadlocked and couldn't come to a consensus agreement. Cosby, who pleaded not guilty, actually still technically works, no guilty to 3 charges of aggravated indecent assault and could face 10 years in prison for each charge. Prosecutors immediately said that they will retry the case. Oh, breaking news. Okay. No? No, okay. I had fake news. No, the jury. Oh, no real evidence. Oh, okay. There you go. But I think in the second hour of the program, we gave you a bunch of information. But I think in this second hour of the program, it's important to let everyone else tell the story. So here is Mike Galanonis, basically the headline reads, I should stop saying that. The title is Cosby calls sex assault allegations
He said
nefarious.
in this interview with Michael Smirkanish he will not testify on his own behalf. When Michael Smirkanish asked him about that, it basically said he didn't want to open up a can of something, have his lawyer scrambling, so maybe cross-examination might be a little much for him. So there's that. And to refresh everybody's memory, this is the Andrea Constand case from 2004. Cosby's facing three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault. He's pleaded not guilty. Andrea Constand says she was drugged, sexually assaulted. Bill Cosby in a deposition said, yes, they had sex, but it was consensual. So there's that. Now let's get to this interview. Again, we're just under 3 weeks away from the trial beginning. Michael Smirkanish on SiriusXM Radio is asking him about reasons for all this, and Cosby saying racism could be at the root of the allegations. Here's that.
Racism. I paused the audio for a second, but racism. Wow. It's alleged that racism could be the basis of these allegations. Now, keep in mind, I know it's all alleged, and I know it's to be ultimately decided by the people, the good people of the people that do this sort of thing. Wow, racism. Oh boy, you know, and we read last hour that he knew that he did. Did have sex with people in the past, but this is not one of them, and yeah, let's not go there about that in particular, shall we? This particular incident. But anyway. So. Oh god. Uh oh. Alright, so there you go. Let's get to this interview.
There are so many tentacles, so many different, nefarious is a great word. And I just truly believe that some of it may very well be that.
Now, Michael Smirkanish challenged him, saying not all of the accusers, there's been more than 50, are white. And Bill Cosby, and I'm paraphrasing here, basically saying there's different motivations, maybe like landing a job. More than 50 women, many saying he drugged and sexually assaulted them. So what's Cosby's take on all these women coming forward? Here's that with Michael Smirkanish.
The piling on, so to speak, is a way, and certainly an impressive way, to get public opinion to come to the other side.
We'll move on here. Cosby's wife now speaks out.
Feeling.
Let's not do that. So, Cosby's wife slams Judge Media. I think it's Judge and the Media, I guess. But yeah, here is Cosby's wife.
To introduce my associate with Purpose PR firm, she's going to read a sign. Statement from Mrs. Camille Cosby.
How do I describe the district attorney? Heinously and exploitively ambitious. How do I describe the judge? Overtly arrogant and collaborating with the district attorney. How do I describe the counsels for the accusers? Totally unethical. How do I describe many, but not all, general media? Blatantly vicious entities that continually disseminated intentional omissions of truths for the primary purpose of greedily selling sensationalism at the expense of a human life. Historically, people have challenged injustices. I am grateful to any of the jurors who tenaciously fought to review the evidence, which is the rightful way to make a sound decision. Ultimately, that is a manifestation of justice based on facts not lies. As a very special friend once stated, truth can be subdued, but not destroyed.
That is a statement from Bill Cosby's wife slamming the judge in the media. While slamming the judge there. Wowzers. Like, that is some tough criticism right there for the judge right there, you know, of the judge. And the judge is just trying to bring evidence forward, per se. You know, they're trying hard to do the job. But here, the next one we have up is Cosby to the jury. Cosby comes out and wants to thank the jurors for doing good work. But if I want to go back to Cosby's wife while we're trying to get this other audio up, it is definitely very, very interesting that the wife's just come out and just slandered. It really is. Wow, okay. Here is Cosby to the jury.
I just want to wish all of the fathers a happy Father's Day. And I want to thank the jury for their long days and their honest work individually. I also want to thank the supporters who've been here, and please, to the supporters, stay calm, do not argue with people. Just keep up the great support.
How you doing, thank Dr. Cosby? The jury announced yesterday that it was deadlocked, but the jury sent them back to work. They have asked a number of questions and wanted to rehear several parts of the testimony.
That is Cosby talking directly to the supporters there. Now, it's... Wow, man. I have no words when it comes to this story, though. This is the rough thing. I definitely have no words when it comes to my opinions of this, because I'm not in the right mind when it comes to that sort of... When it comes to this sort of thing, all I can do is bring it to you as I kind of see it, per se. But throwing out terms like racism is a bit heavy, I think, in my personal opinion. There you go. But one bit of audio I want to share with you before we go to the break is highs and lows of Cosby's career. There you go. Will this actually have any talking in it? This won't have any talking in it.
I've come to see you.
Here we go.
You can't, man. I got...
Get to the point here.
Hey, what are you doing?
I've come to save you.
You can't, man. I got a boat coming. Get out of here.
But I've come to rescue you.
You can't rescue me now.
How come you always embarrass me when I'm rescuing you?
Boat! Hey, hey, hey! It's Bud Albert! And I'm gonna sing a song for you!
Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
There's a reason why I can't accept this.
I know it's expensive, but let's look at it this way. It's an investment in the future.
At 2005, accused... Okay, this is just a bunch of text, which doesn't help me much. Okay, there we go. All right, so... Yeah, man, like, again, rough gig, but... Again, what again, what can you really say about this, but apart from bringing it to the people again. As we continue here on the Jerk Live Show for a Sunday, well, Wonder Woman is doing gangbusters at the box office, and I actually went and saw Wonder Woman, and I was on the Geek.io show giving my thoughts on it as well, but where it spurred a little moment in my head of we should bring back an old favorite, the review of a review, where I sit down and review reviews of things. And I'll give you a quick synopsis of what I think of Wonder Woman as well at the same time. But I will make the distinction of whether it's my review or not. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Campbell with you, as per always. Thanks for joining us. It's nine tw it's excuse me. It's 10:21. Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kibble here with you. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, it's the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us here in our brand new home. At twitch.tv/genericliveshow with a simulcast on geek-io.net/live, and all that it is true and believable, or something. But yeah, it is the first week of this new home. There's hiccups, and the show's not over, so we're ironing a few things out. So bear with us here whilst the transition is going on. It all happened too quickly, but it is happening. So there you go. And if you've missed any part of the Generic Live Show, hour one or hour two, you can catch up on YouTube at youtube.com/genericliveshow. The archives will be up there a little bit later on as well, and you can check out the podcast. And if you can drop us a line at genericliveshow@gmail.com. So there you go. One of our favorite segments, I'm bringing back a favorite segment of mine. It is Review of a Review. This is where we take popular and current or past things. We've done news articles, we've done pop culture, and we take them and we take reviews of them and review the reviews. This time we're doing Wonder Woman, DC's Wonder Woman, which is, for me, a perfect, not a perfect film, it is a 10 out of 10 though. It is spectacular of a film in my personal opinion, but some people don't think so, and of course this is the internet, so people are, or what? Excuse me, people are entitled to their opinion, and well, what can you do about it? You can just make fun of them, so there you go. So, well, of course, I've tried to sift out all of the spoiler-free ones. This is what my sources are telling me, the IMDb, it's telling me this, so there you go. We can deal with that a little bit later on. So this is review of a review of Wonder Woman. This one comes from Turkey, all the way from Turkey. Gobble gobble. No, different type of turkey, Dale. Different type of turkey. Not the gobble gobble turkey, the other fun sort of turkey. The title is Reviews are not true, comma, no way this gets 8 stars. And this person's given it a 1 star, so no way it gets 8 stars. It gets 1, according to this person, so there you go. It gets 1. The music... the review is, the music, comma, smartly composed, gets the letter U in the scene. Sorry, I'm going to have to read this how it is written, isn't it? The music, comma, smartly composed, gets letter U in the scene. The landscapes, comma, eye-opening, must-see, or picture quality, comma, near perfect. So what makes this movie awful? Space, question mark. Lowercase L, let's, no apostrophe, go a little technical, semicolon, while filming an action genre, comma, the choreography is designed in such a way that all impacts the center of the screen, period, open bracket, no capital W, when draw two diagonals from opposite corners, comma, the center is a junction in the middle, close bracket, hang on, wait, what? Okay, don't ask questions. Except I'm going to have to read that last bit again. The center is the junction in the middle, close bracket, this way both action seems satisfying, comma, becomes easy to catch by the audience, comma, more fun, period. And no capital I, in this movie, the opiates are mostly on left side of screen, comma, the impact misses the center, comma, the heroine is far edge right on screen, period. I think, period. Lowercase w. Why is this filmed this way? Space, question mark. No capital W. Who knows, comma. But all heroes and fight in action genre kick exposing their front side. What? Kick expose fun side. Front side, rather. Front side. Oh boy, okay. I forgot what I was up to. This review is terrible. I don't think I can. Oh man, like how. Oh, you know a review is bad when you forget where you're up to because you're just so busy laughing on how bad this grammar and his punctuation is. And I know I'm not perfect myself, but oh boy. Man, lost where I was up to. Exposing their front side, that's where I was up to. Their chest and their front face. Nah, done. Their front faces, I can't. One, comedic value, 10 out of 10. Grammatically, 1 out and 2 out of 10, really, because there is punctuation in here, but shite, it is funny. I nearly swore. Man. Man. This review nearly made me swear, so have fun with that. So there you go. Wow. Boy, their front faces. Their front faces indeed. Oh wow, that might be my new favorite thing of all time. All right. Oh, how can we come back from that? Their front faces. We can't come back from that. I'm going to commercial break. So we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. Here on Generic Live Show, front faces. Oh boy. Proof is in the pudding that I don't read those before the show starts. So there you go. As we continue, GLS Sunday, Dale Campbell. We have got a few gadgets. The Google Pixel 2 specs got leaked, and we've got to pick them up for you. And man, that I just want to read that review and enjoy it so much and eat it all up. I'll eat it for breakfast. Dale Campbell here with you. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:31. We're here to give you a big dose of genericness. This is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell here with you for a Sunday. We're doing it for Geek.io right here. Thanks for joining us. And we're in our brand new home, twitch.tv/genericliveshow, simulcast on all of the platforms on Geek.io now. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here as per always. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here. Hey, we got gadgets. We're going to be talking all things gadgets here. I know it's a bit. Wow, we don't normally do gadget chat. It's gadget chat here on GLS for a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. 8 months on the XL Pixel and XL Pixel, Pixel XL are widely regarded as the smoothest, fastest Android experience available. 8 months on though means one thing, we're a few short months away from the next iteration of Google Pixel. This actually came out, this is actually today, there you go, according to Scott's Plowman, or however that works. What do you say? The news organization first? Ozdroid's Scott or Scott's Ozdroid? Actually, no, that would depend. That would mean, see, I'm nervous about my grammar now because of that review that we did in the last segment. I'm nervous now to hear about that. So there you go. As 2017 is the year of the leak, it would seem that we're going to start seeing a lot more of leaks on top of what we've already seen. We've seen three devices originally rumored before we've heard one of them cancelled, leaving Walleye and Tymen. Ooh. The Walleye is apparently manufactured by HTC and the Tymen by LG. Today, XDA developers have obtained information from a source who is familiar with the matter, with the Pixel 2 software, are actually confident in the accuracy of the details provided at its late stage and are unlikely to change. So the Tymen, according to Ozdroid, which is a local Australian Android specific website, you should go support them, ozdroid.net, they're good people. This is not an ad. this is not a live read. Live read time, Dale Campbell. So the Tymen is the larger of the two devices, rumored to be manufactured by LG. Suggesting that just the display itself is manufactured by LG. Google did heavily invest in LG's OLED production lines, however. The display itself is approximately a little shy of 6 inches, a 1440p OLED display. There's no mention of the display ratio. There's a 128GB version, but there probably is going to be a more storage devices. And that's not a surprise. And also what's not a surprise is that the processor will be a Qualcomm Snapdragon 385, clocked at the reference of 2.45 gigahertz. There'll be a fingerprint scanner, a camera. Hopefully you can make phone calls with it. Hopefully, although that's not really information that is linked much. And also, the Walleye is the smaller Pixel device to be rumored to be manufactured by HTC. Unfortunately, with HTC come bezels, and the design is said to be nearly identical to the original Pixel, including the oversized bezels. Include these bezels would be a 4.97-inch FHD display. And the budget phone. In further disturbing news, Google is apparently planning on doing away with the headphone jack and replacing it with two stereo speakers. No! Why you do this, Google? Hey, at least it's not doing this air jack thing that Google's doing. What are those called? Are they called AirPods? The Google alternative. What are they called? I don't know. In other news, XDA developer source provided was the inside software for these two. The Tyman username Nexus Imprint, that's the Google fingerprint scanner in Nexus devices, while the Walleye referred to its Pixel Implant, either way. You imprint your finger into the thing and your thing gets done. This just may be a hangover from the last time LG made a phone from Google. Let's hope the Tyman's received a lot better and it's a better phone than the Nexus 5 X Plus. Ooh, shot fires. But also, the headphone jack? Man. Why is the... Man, can we have a conversation about the headphone jack? I love headphones. Headphones are amazing pieces of devices. They're great. I'm using two right now, if you can see the video. They're bright orange. Hang on, let me take them out. Wow, I can hear myself talk. This is a bit weird. I'm going to hold them up to the camera, if it'll let me do this. Headphones, see? Wow, okay, now... Okay, they are in the right ears. Also, my headphones are curved a little bit. But I love headphones, but could you imagine... Could you imagine the headphones not being there and having to use the stereo jacks for music and that sort of thing? That would be irritating on buses and that sort of thing. I mainly put these two news stories in here because I'm in a market for a new phone. It is in a pretty pink case. If that'll come out of the video, it's got flowers. Ooh. There you go, spiffy. Good night. That's what it is. It's 21 degrees Celsius. It's cooler than what it was when I started the stream this evening. But yeah, can we talk about headphones real quick? I like headphones. Headphones are amazing. It helps me work when I'm here and when I'm actually at work, and it's great. I couldn't imagine my life without them. I'm sure you guys are the same. I mean, I think headphones definitely are the be-all, end-all when it comes to audio, I think. I'm still a little biased, but I love headphones. So there you go. I don't know, I'm a huge headphone fan. And doing without headphones is a bit much... Whoa! Hey, Generic Live Show commercials, right in the middle of me talking. How about we don't? Every single flagship, apart from the Galaxy S8 this year, included dual rear cameras, some more successful than others. Google is not to include it by mistake. Even Samsung apparently dual camera bandwagon, including them on the Galaxy Note 8. So there you go, the Pixel 2. Get on it when it comes out, get on it, because, you know, you might be like me in need of a...
Time?
Yeah.
In time, you know, my...
I can sleep under my pillow.
Oh, stop. So...
It sleeps under...
Oh, come on. Technical. So, in
your
other
pillow.
News...
pillow.
Yeah,
in other news...
like, under...
Okay. I'm just going to play this video. So... The iPhone turned 10, by the way. Happy birthday! It will turn 10 next week. And in that time, revolutionized the telecommunications industry, the way we bank, navigate, and shop, and send messages, and introduce the world to apps. Happy birthday to the iPhone! But are people getting a bit obsessive? news.com.au with this story.
Have your iPhone with you all the time?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah. Like it sleeps under my pillow.
It sleeps under your pillow.
Yeah, it does.
Like under it?
Like under my pillow.
The iPhone is turning 10, so I came to the Apple store here in San Francisco to test a theory. We have a sometimes unhealthy love for the world's most popular gadget. When did you get your first iPhone?
It's been so long, I really don't know when the first one came out.
Like the iPhone 1?
iPhone 1.
2007.
Yeah, I guess that was the year.
Well, I definitely feel like it's, you know, it's attached to my body now.
I sleep with my music on.
So it's the last thing you see before you go to bed?
Yeah.
First thing you see in the morning?
Yep.
I think I take it everywhere.
The thing about that one, by the way.
Everywhere.
Bedroom?
Bedroom.
Where does it sleep at night?
Right next to me.
Like on the pillow?
I cuddle with it.
Okay, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Do you take it to the bathroom?
Every time.
Every time?
And if I forget it, I pull my pants up, I go get it, then I come back.
Have you ever dropped your iPhone?
Several times.
Oh, so many times. I've just got a replacement now.
Describe what it felt like when you were watching that phone drop.
Yeah, my heart was broken.
Would you rather give up your iPhone for a month or give up chocolate?
Chocolate.
Oh, that's a toughie. I'd probably say chocolate.
Cheese.
It would have to depend on the cheese and what I'm going to be eating, but for the
cheese or cheese or iPhone, by the way, the tough questions. Cheese or iPhone? That is the very difficult question. So yeah, it has almost doubled in price and doubled in size, has sold more than 1 billion times over. Jesus. And has crowded Australia's most popular smartphone.
What?
Happy birthday, iPhone. So, the first released on June 29th, 2007. First introduced from creator Steve Jobs, who called it a revolutionary and magical product. And is literally 5 years ahead of every other mobile phone. Wow. Wow. At the time, Nokia. Remember Nokia? Remember those guys? They were a thing. They dominated the phone market, according to Gartner. With more sales than the three nearest competitors combined, Motorola, Samsung, and Sony. The Finnish mobile company even boosted superior technology in its high-end N5 phone, which included a 5-megapixel camera, GPS chip, but the iPhone's finger-friendly 3.5-inch touchscreen. Holy cow! What? The iPhone had a 3.5 touchscreen. Wow. Yes, the answer to the question, it reminds me to pronounce your name, but Edgarlan Ho _ yes, what if you had an Android? I have an Android. I love my Android. Can you eat cheese too? Yes. Can you eat cheese and chocolate at the same time too? So there you go. Both at the same time. It was named a Times Intervention Name of the Year. There you go. Wow, 3.5 touchscreen. That is insane. Wow, more modern 4G versions of the iPhone will now dominate phone sales, winning back the title of world's best-selling smartphone from Samsung last year, Gartner said, and maintaining the mantle of Australia's most popular phone brand, according to Telsprite. Wow. Wow. Top model iPhones will now sell for more than 50% more than the first iPhone did in the US. Jesus. And almost double their price in Australia. Okay, that's a bit weird. That is a little weird. Oh, Edgar Allan Ho. Excuse me. There you go. I'll allow that. Twitch is being a bit weird. Okay, so while the technology prices have fallen over time, Ford Fagely said that iPhone was more noble exception due to huge technological leaps. Wow, I just can't believe it. So 2007 and now. So here's some figures for you. We got some figures. We love figures here on GLS. 1.4 million iPhones sold versus 211 million iPhones sold in 2016. 649 top model iPhone US, 969 top model iPhone now. 8 gigabytes top storage then, 256 gigabytes top storage then, 3.5 inch, 165 pixel per inch touchscreen, and now it's 5.5 401. That's the minimum. 2 megapixel camera with no video was the first ever iPhone. So there you go. And popular iPhone apps in 2008. Oh, here we go. I like this. What do we got? Koi Pond, a $1.19 virtual fish app with interactive water animation. Okay. iBeer, a hugely popular app that did nothing but simulate drinking a beer. Tap Tap Revenge. Oh, yeah. Super Monkey Ball. There you go. And Remember the Milk. This to-do app was a hint, but only available on a website. There you go. And what a very different time. iBeer? who has to leave the house when you can simulate drinking beer? I wonder if those apps are still available on the App Store. Could you imagine? Also, the interactive fish app is definitely where it's at, by the way. Man, we've come so far. So far, yet so close. Wow, that's just very, very... popular apps in 2007. Black Box, an interactive puzzle game won by Apple Design Award. Sweet, top workout and recipe app. There you go. Apple Pay. This is 2017, by the way. Apple Pay. I was about to say, Apple Pay wasn't around in 2007. Prisma, a powerful photo filter app. Yep. And FaceTune. Oh, and FaceTime. I suppose FaceTime's popular. Is FaceTime popular? Yeah, who's to know? As we continue here on the generic live show, yeah, Edgar Allan Poe says, who needs alcohol when you have interactive beer apps? There you go. You've got the idea. As we continue here on the generic live show, well, we could be in a little bit of trouble if we don't go to a certain place in space. Man, I rhymed and I didn't even mean it. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, it's Dale Kemble here with you. It's a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:52. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's Dale Kemble here with you. We're doing it for Geek.io. It's a pleasure as always. We're heading into the final segment of the show. Man, it has been a bumpy ride through this show, but we've certainly made it through. We're ironing out a few creases, but you know, that is the joys of live television, radio, I guess? Is that how that works? I don't know how that works. We're a podcast that does video work too, hi. At twitch.tv/genericliveshow, simulcastgeek.io.net/live. There you go. So it's Dale Kemble here with you. Now, the heckler, you come into some bizarre stories, and I know we've covered a few bizarre stories in this show, like Bill Cosby's trial ending in a mistrial, a review of a review of Wonder Woman that said that we have front faces, not back faces, otherwise known as a bottom. I'm confused. But this one, I saved the best till last, I guess, here, last, with the T. Trouble enough without another trip to the moon. Yes, I invented Kevlesip. So, who will follow Stephen Hawking and return to the moon as Earth's clock runs out? Stephen Hawking, back at it again. Hawking argues for the future of humanity. Excuse me. Last year, according to Hawking, we had 1,000 years left. But this year, he claims we've only got 100 years left. So we've got anywhere between 100 and 1,000 years left, gang. So get in while stocks last. There has been other predictions about our Earth. In the 2nd century BC, an increased knowledge and travel is predicted in the last days. Daniel 12:14. Okay, now this is just quoting Bible stuff. So there you go. In Peter 3:10, it was written between 85 and 68 AD, in greater detail what it was given. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything will be buried up. Okay, so whether you believe in God or not, most will believe that the world will still end. So there you go. Yeah, Stephen Hawking, apparently an astronaut, according to Edgar Allan Poe. So there you go. I've just read that sentence. You can be like Hawking and bank on the head of European Space Agency when he said in 2016 that quote-unquote Moon Village will take 20 years to plan and construct. Also, Moon Village is my favourite Village People knockoff band. They're not a cover band, they're a knockoff band. They visit the, not the YMCA, the CMYA. There you go. And construct as a Christian, you can gain comfort from the words written in AD 50, which said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has trouble of its own." Wow. There you go. Moon Village. I could do with some Moon Village right now. And it is interesting. It's interesting to see if we could indeed travel to the moon and start that. I mean, we haven't really, since the moon landing, we haven't really gone back to the moon. We discovered what the moon is. We discovered what it is there and how it works and how does the moon work. We know its purpose, but haven't really gotten to discover it all that much per se. So it's interesting. Think about the moon. Also, I really just wanted to leave you with that quote, the "don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Ironic how I'm saying this on a Sunday when we're talking about heading into a Monday. So there you go. Take it from the wise words of a Monday morning. It's just another manic Monday. I hope today is a fun day for all of you out there. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. I've been Dale Campbell. Actually, I've been Dale Campbell. I will always continue to be Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. It's been an absolute pleasure as always. It's been a fun show. Thanks for joining us. We're doing it for Geek.io. It's 11:59.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.